Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime, that choice of artist reminds me, if you are a car person like Wiggy, then join us in Newport for a road show, a Flex Friday, at the Audrain Newport Automobile Museum during Concourse Motor Week in Newport. There will be, you will be able to, if you come to our road show on Friday, October 4th in Newport, and I hope you will, you will be able to see more than 500 of the most remarkable and rare vehicles ever made. And so I can't wait to get down to Newport, trying to put together, Courtney, some kind of a pregame somewhere. Maybe the landing, maybe whatever, but we'll be down there on Thursday night, all of us, and we can't wait to see you. So
it looks bougie.
It's bougie.
Oh, yeah, you guys hate that.
You'll be right at home. You love the bougie. And Curtis is secretly very bougie. Tries to act like he's a regular Joe on the show.
But I'm excited for wine by the water.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're very excited about that?
Yeah.
Yes. You're kind of excited about wine anywhere.
Right, that's true.
How was the Bravo night?
Oh, thank you for asking, Curtis. Had a wonderful evening with the Fudas, John and Rachel Fuda from Real Housewives of New Jersey. We did a little Q&A, some trivia. We gave away Post Malone tickets.
Oh, excellent.
It was really fun.
Good. Awesome. All right. And recapping a cocoa bomb from the start of the show this morning, you are hearing as the Bruins begin training camp that the Bruins and Jeremy Swayman have reached an agreement.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. I was whispered to last night that yesterday there was an agreement that was they agreed to terms and that was going to be coming out quite soon.
Okay. Just a reminder. On this show, we deliver cocoa bombs. Okay. And I feel like a good tagline would be tune in. We should do this at all times. Tune into the Greg Hill Show for Coco's bombs. All right.
That was one time.
So just one. Oh, just it's singular. Is that what it is? Okay. It is.
At the time, it was.
Yes. All right. It is Patriots Friday of sorts on a Wednesday because of the game tomorrow night. And joining us right now is Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov, right on time this morning. Hey, Jelani.
How y'all doing?
What's going on?
Nothing much. Just getting ready for this Thursday night. So trying to pack up before we hit the road.
Yeah, I mean, how difficult has it been when it comes to a short week? Or, you know, you used to this at this point when it comes to getting ready in a few days?
Yeah, you just got to be professional about it. You got to adapt to the situation and luckily it's not too straining on the body since we're just trying to recover for the most part from Sunday.
Jelani, one of the things that you guys did well against Seattle was you were able to take their run game away from them. You're going against, but they were able to make plays in the passing game. You're going against the Jets, who can obviously run the football with Breece Hall and Aaron Rodgers. What's your biggest focus? I know this is a team that can do both, but is there something that you guys really need to focus on this week to come away with a W?
The biggest thing is just getting Rodgers off track. You know, trying to put him in situations that we hope that he's not uncomfortable in. That's our biggest thing. And then, of course, again, stopping the run, making sure that we don't allow them to get it rolling and get it started on the run game. So those are two of the things that we're trying to, you know, accomplish.
Jelani, how difficult is it for you guys, not only a short week, but also losing Juwan Bentley? How big of a loss is that?
Losing a guy like Ben is a big thing, you know. One of our captains, our leaders on the team. But like we've been doing before, it's always the next guy up mentality. You know, we have bright linebackers that are ready to, you know, take the opportunity and go with it, like Raekwon and Joe Giles, and also we got Ellis. So I'm excited to see what they, you know, what they can do, and I'm sure that they're just excited as hell to showcase what they've been working so hard to, you know, to do.
Jelani, this is a kind of a Tupac question. You lose Bentley. Was he the green dot guy? And then the second part of the question is, you said getting Aaron Rodgers off schedule. Do you think you need to bring pressure, or is it something getting him off schedule with your front four?
The first one, he was one of our green dot guys. Bentley was definitely one of them. And then the second one, I think it's just a mixture of everything, really. We got to apply pressure on him, and then we also got to just show him different looks, you know, get different disguises out there, because, you know, he's been in the league for 20 years, so he's seen a lot of football. And so we got to be on top of everything, you know, whether it's a little detail. I'm sure that he's been watching plenty of film in the last 3 days on us to pick up on what our tendencies are. So we got to change things up a bit and, definitely get after him.
Jelani, it seems like every time we talk with Jerod Mayo, it's all about vibes in this locker room and how he has all of you guys seeming to buy in, which is a bit different than seasons we've seen the last couple of years. But if you have the team releasing a guy like Rigor after a weird social media post and it seemed like he was unhappy with his position, does that affect the whole team when you have one person in a locker room that seems to be disgruntled, if we can use that word? And is that something that Jerod Mayo is really trying to squash?
I didn't know what happened, actually. I didn't really pay attention to the social media stuff, so I wasn't aware of what the situation was. And of course, I just wish Rigor nothing but the best. But I could see it that way. You know, you got to nip it in the bud before it creates a little pocket in our locker room. So I'm sure that's probably what Mayo was doing, but I don't know. You got to ask the main man for that. But luckily, in the locker room, there's nothing. There's no negativity towards anything. We're just trying to get to the next game, and it just so happens that our next game is in a short week. So I wasn't aware of that.
On that same note, other side of the football, Pop Douglas pretty vocal this week about, you know, lack of targets. Is that something that you guys hear in the locker room from those guys? And we look at it from the outside, but is that an issue when it comes to that wide receiver core?
I don't know. That's not weird. If you look at the dynamic in our locker room, I'm so far away from the receivers in the locker room because where my locker is. So I don't hear the conversations that they're having. But I'm sure that they're just frustrated and they want to perform well, you know. So it's just like competitive nature. You know, they want to succeed in whatever they do. So, you know, the only way they can succeed is, you know, getting the ball in their hands. So I'm sure that they're planning something this week. So definitely something I'm not aware of, because I'm here to make plays on the defensive side and make tackles.
Jelani, you're good at this, but we get it.
Jerod should integrate the locker room a little bit more. Rather than put all the linebackers in one spot, he should go like linebacker, wide receiver, D-lineman, O-line, you know.
I'm in the blend of the D-lineman and the linebacker, so I'm like in between.
You'll answer this one, I think. You've been in the league a long time. When it comes to hostile environments, where do you rank this one tomorrow night, and what are your top three most hostile away environments?
I actually never been to a Thursday night or a primetime game in New York, so I don't know what their vibe or what their energy is going to be like. But I know that there's definitely bad beef between the Patriots and the Jets for some reason, because I hear it a lot with some of our coaches and in the past. But definitely, I don't know if you guys ever been to Philly or back in the day Oakland. Those ones were very hostile.
Yeah, yeah. Philly's the worst.
Been to Philly. Don't forget Buffalo, Jelani.
Yeah, they.
Oh, Buffalo too. Yeah, you're right. But you know they're a bit friendly, but they're definitely I just like their energy, so I don't really see it as a hostile environment. I see it more of as an energized crowd.
My favorite Jets Patriots moment, Jelani, was the butt fumble. Where were you when that happened?
Ooh, Mark Sanchez. I was probably in middle school or entering high school.
I feel old.
Well, speaking of feeling old, is it weird to you? You play a guy like Aaron Rodgers. You probably watched him play growing up.
Yeah, definitely. It was crazy when I was in that division when he was with Green Bay. So that was one of my welcome to the NFL moments when I got to play against him and Brady my rookie year. So it's nice to see him in our division because that means it's going to be some fun football to play against.
Jelani, one of the things we talked about, the green dot, the new guy. Is there any chance that could be you? Who's the new guy? And if so, how difficult is it for the guy with the green dot just to kind of have the coach in your ear but still have to call the defense and understand what you need to do? Is that because I would think that you're one of the guys that's been on this defense, pretty much longer, most tendered guy. Who is going to be the new green dot guy with Bentley being down?
We haven't been, they haven't told us yet, but I mean, if they allow me to do it, then I'm more than, excited to do it. I don't know. I think that you just build experience through practice and through the years, if you've had the green dot, it's weird because you're able to hear the call and then you're also able to you got to practice reading lips sometimes with your teammates to see what they're saying or yelling at you about. But yeah, it's just I don't think it's that difficult to do. Don't quote me on that one, but definitely
too late.
I wouldn't say it's something as crazy as people think it is. I think it's definitely something that you just got to get used to.
Jelani, one thing that we've unfortunately been accustomed to seeing now is Tua on the field after a brutal concussion. What would you do if you were Tua at this point of your career after three known concussions and the after effects that we know they cause?
I think my first thing would just to have a sit down and talk with all my loved ones and my family to see, I think it's so hard as a football player to just automatically say I'm good. I think a lot of us have been so stuck on this game that it's so hard for us to make the decisions ourselves that we need outside our the voices of our loved ones that we trust and care for to have that talk with them and see what they say and if it does come up that they say it's the best thing for me to do is to walk away then I'd probably lean towards that. But if they didn't, then, I'd stay in. But it's such a hard question because
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just a game that we've been playing our whole life, and it's so hard to just walk away from it. You know, a lot of guys have a big struggle trying to walk away from football. And when they do, finally, they still struggle. So I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm still struggling. I'm wanting one more play. But I think, Jelani, you're right to the point where you work your ass off to get there. And when you finally get an opportunity to get there and be there and stay there, which is very difficult to do, it's very hard to walk away because, Jelani, you probably know how many guys, I mean, even your family members that have tried to get into the NFL and can't and are still trying to get in. It's just, you know, there's thousands of guys that every day would kill to be there.
Oh, 100%. And you said it perfectly because I know plenty of people in my family would kill to be in my situation, and I do take that into consideration a lot, you know. So, it's a tough one, but like I said, I'm really good friends with Tua, and I just hope the best for him on any decision that he makes, because I know for sure I couldn't make that decision on my own. So I pray that, you know, he's okay, and when he decides after being on IR, then, you know, I know that it'll be the right decision.
In other words, Jelani, not to put words in your mouth, but it really should be taken out of the player's hands in some respect, right? Because what you're saying is the people around you are viewing beyond just football.
I would say a little bit of it, but I think again, it's on him to have that conversation with with the professionals and with his like loved ones, you know. It's his family that are going to be the ones that want to see him walk through the door every day. So, it's on Brother Tua.
Jelani, we will let you get to work on a short week. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate you. Have a wonderful day.
All right, there he is, Jelani Tavai. We're going to take a break. We'll get to Courtney and to today's news next.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.